Hello. I felt compelled to share what my student said about me with you. She mentioned what I've been focusing all my energy on over the last year. So I'm going to play her response and react to it along the way. There's a good handful of upper intermediate language used in this, so you'll definitely be learning new phrases and about the British English Podcast Academy, which is a whole world of learning resources I have made to help people level up their English and feel confident speaking with local British English speakers. All right, let's see what one of the students inside the Academy has to say about it all.
Hello, I'm Julian from Russia. I first got acquainted with the Academy a year ago, and when I got the sample lesson, it really knocked me for six.
Ah, okay. The first of many phrases Julia uses in this testimonial that we cover in the Academy, to knock somebody for six. It's an idiom that actually comes from cricket, meaning that you were really surprised by it or taken by surprise, and often in a good way, I hope. Anyway, let's carry on.
It really knocked me for six. It just spoke to me. And I put joining to the Academy in my New Year's resolution list. And I reached that goal only in July. And I was really bowled over that fact.
Oh, yes. Julia also says, it just spoke to me. It just spoke to me. A nice and easy phrase that natives use to indicate that they connected with something. It resonated with them. Made sense. And then she uses another cricket-related idiom. This might be because she just listened to the Cricket Idioms podcast. I don't know if that's true. But don't worry, I don't bang on about cricket for three seasons. Just one episode. About the daily language we use that came from the sport. So to be bowled over when used in a metaphorical way is to, again, be surprised. But I'd say this one is always meaning you are very pleased with the surprise. So if you're someone who hates surprise parties or surprises in general, then remove this from your vocabulary because you're never bowled over by something. You're just annoyed or stunned, maybe, but never bowled over by somebody's gesture or somebody's surprise party. No. Unless they literally hit you with something, because then it wouldn't be metaphorical. And you can say, I was bowled over by the horse. You know, if something big comes to you and hits you, then you could say, I was bowled over by something. But that's literal.
And what should I say? The Academy content hones not only on the vocabulary from intermediate to advanced, but it also packed with humor. As the host, Charlie.
Oh, my ears are burning.
Really breaks down the expressions in every video of every episode, helping their vocabulary sink in and be used actively in your speech.
On a serious note, though, this is exactly why I made the Academy. I've been making English video lessons on YouTube since 2016, and I very often see students use the new language in the comments of the videos. But often I notice minor errors that would make them stick out like a sore thumb. So I wanted to create a space that gives intermediate to advanced learners the opportunity to truly adopt native expressions correctly and feel confident to go out there and use them in a way that natives would respond naturally to them.
And in terms of unprepared speech, Speaking Club is a real asset, as we have a great opportunity to speak with people from all over the world and practice our language. And in terms of broadening your horizons, the Academy is a real find too, as Charlie invites people from different countries, or British people who currently stay in different countries, over to his podcasts. And it can be sometimes mind-boggling to know the cultural differences.
Mind-boggling, meaning unbelievable, overwhelming, or again, surprising. Julia, she's just really surprised by the Academy, isn't she? I've knocked her for six. I've bowled her over and even boggled her mind. It doesn't really work like that. I could say her mind boggled at what she was hearing. But it would be more common to use it the way Julia used it. Like certain things in something like the academy are mind-boggling for her. Something is mind-boggling. Boggling. Boggling. It's a fun one to say, that one, isn't it? Boggling.
So summing it all up, using the academy, you will murk your English. So join in now, have it a go, and you will definitely benefit from it. Good luck.
Have it a go. Just change that to give it a go or have a go at it, have a go at something. But I was actually knocked for six hearing Julia use that last phrase, to murk it, to murk something. It means like destroy or dominate or own something, often used in informal English when, for example, two kids are fighting in a playground. One of them got murked at the end of the fight. One of them probably got murked, got beaten up. But you can use it towards skills that you want to accomplish or overcome something and do really well with something. So if a Brit says you murked it in regards to a performance of some kind, then that means you did really well. And Julia certainly murked that testimonial. Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much. I hope you guys learned something from the language Julia used. And if you want to improve your speaking confidence with native expressions in a safe and fun space, then you definitely need to check out the academy. But do it quick, because the doors are closing in a matter of days as of this recording. So head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now. Try the free sample if you have no idea what it is. If you do like it, sign up now before the doors close on the 30th of September at midnight. I'll give you until the last time zone. So that would be Hawaii midnight, I guess. But once those doors close, they will be closed for a very long time. So don't miss out if you think you want to join us. That's all from me today. This video was basically a public service announcement that the academy doors are closing. But I wanted to give you something to learn at the same time. So thank you, Julia, for giving us that content. I'd put Julia in a C1 bracket, maybe a slightly higher. But the academy accommodates for anyone between B1 and C2, meaning intermediate to upper advanced. All right. I've been Charlie Baxter. The place to go is thebritishenglishpodcast.com. Bye for now.